From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Expressions of concern from European leaders following remarks by President-elect Donald Trump that the NATO alliance is obsolete, Britain's pending exit from the European Union will be followed by others, and a hint at an easing of sanctions on Russia in exchange for a new arms agreement. Some EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels Monday took a cautious approach to the comments, including EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini.
I think the European Union will stick together. I'm 100% convinced of this. I respect the opinions of the future president of the United States, but I think the European Union will be okay in the future.
French President François Hollande said the EU is prepared to pursue transatlantic cooperation with Washington, but only on the basis of EU interests and values. He said Europe doesn't need outside advice to tell it what to do.
Meine Positionen zu den transatlantischen Fragen sind bekannt.
After Mr. Trump criticized German Chancellor Angela Merkel's migration policy, the German leader Monday said once Mr. Trump is in office, she'll cooperate with the new American administration. Germany's Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said Mr. Trump's comments prompted surprise and anxiety among NATO members. The British pound is near a three-month low ahead of a speech expected later Tuesday by Prime Minister Theresa May, widely expected to outline the path that Britain is to take to leave the European Union. Investors are nervous the UK will have little or no access to the EU market after Brexit. Humanitarian aid workers Tuesday said at least 170 migrants may have died from a weekend shipwreck of a wooden boat off the Libyan coast. The estimate comes from the International Organization of Migration and UN Refugee Agency following interviews with a handful of survivors. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama has marked the first anniversary of the implementation of the Iran nuclear agreement by highlighting the pact's significant and concrete results in making the world safer. The UN Atomic Watchdog Agency also said Monday Tehran complied with a deadline to remove hundreds of centrifuges that enrich uranium from its Fordo nuclear site. That's a major development, according to University of Pennsylvania regional analyst Ian Lustig.
Iran has, in line with the deal, gotten rid of 98% of its enriched uranium, which is essentially enough to make four bombs. It's all gone now. Those are very concrete steps.
President-elect Trump said he's not happy with the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal, an agreement Iranian leaders said is non-negotiable. In Turkey, police Monday captured a suspect in the massacre of nearly 40 people, mostly foreigners, New Year's Day at an Istanbul nightclub claimed by Islamic State. He's identified as Abdulkadir Masharipov. Meanwhile, four Turkish policemen were killed Monday, two wounded, in a roadside bomb blast in the country's southeast. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden said Monday in Kyiv that the international community must stand up against Russian aggression and urged President-elect Trump to be a strong supporter of Ukraine.
If you continue carrying your progress forward, then not only will you continue to build a more open, more democratic, more prosperous future that the Ukrainian people deserve, you will keep the international community united behind you in that effort. And I hope the next administration will also want to be a supporter and a partner in your continued progress.
Mr. Trump said he may try to ease sanctions on Russia over its annexation of Crimea in exchange for an agreement on cutting nuclear weapons. Biden said the sanctions should continue. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab Monday welcomed the world's political and economic elite to the 47th meeting in the Davos Resort in the Swiss Alps Monday.
We meet here at an extraordinary moment of history. We are in the midst of a deep transformation, sometimes disruptive transformation, of business models, of economies, of society, of politics.
Some 3,000 have gathered around the theme Responsive and Responsible Leadership. Unknown gunmen late Monday attacked a checkpoint in southwest Egypt, killing eight policemen. Three officers were wounded, two of the attackers also killed. The long and expensive joint search for missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370, which disappeared without a trace nearly 3 years ago, has been called off. The fate of the Boeing 777 en route from Malaysia to China remains a mystery. A UN human rights investigation Monday condemned the South Sudanese government and rebels for rights abuses, including killings and gang rapes, during violence last July in Juba. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.